Victoria Moretti. The Philadelphia transplant within my staff had been dubious about my helping with an investigation on the res, but because she'd gotten a new vehicle only a few months ago, she'd kept those thoughts mostly to herself. Flattening the hills and straightening the curves along the Bighorn Mountains. She is going to kill herself in that, what do you call it? The Banshee. Right. Right. How is Barrett doing? Rounding out the report on my staff, Barrett Long, Chief Long's younger brother, had gotten a job with me as a part-time weekend dispatcher, and to everyone's surprise, it turned out to be something of an asset. Even my longtime dispatcher, Ruby, appeared to like the kid. He's doing really well, playing chess with Lucian when I can't make it. Henry made a face. Tuesdays? Fridays, when things are slow, Lucian brings his head over and they play on the dispatcher's counter. You are kidding. Nope. Thinking about my old boss and predecessor, I had to laugh. He keeps accusing Barrett of cheating. But I think the kid is just good. Who is? We both looked up into the sun at the dark figure towering over us. Your brother. The shadow of the dark figure turned in profile, but there was only one person it could be. Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to the two of you about that. She stepped between us, yanking open the door and continuing in, leaving us to our own devices. Shouldn't we follow and face the music? I suppose so. We both stood and ambled in after her as a pockmarked, heavy-set individual looked up at us from the dispatcher's panel. Hi, Charles. The man said nothing. Long time no see. He still said nothing, which was his pattern. Well, it's been great catching up. We walked down to Chief Long's office at the end of the hall, where she now sat behind her overburdened desk. She looked over the neatly arranged piles of paper at the two of us. You poached my brother. Sitting in one of the chairs, I looked at her. Lolo, you were never going to hire him, and I think he was getting tired of rolling Lonnie Littlebird around like a rickshaw driver. He's my brother. Don't you want him to succeed? He's an idiot, and I'm worried he'll get hurt. He's a part-time dispatcher. The worst thing that could happen is static shock or a paper cut. You should have asked me. He says you're his sister, not his mother, and he doesn't have to ask you. You should have asked me. Professional courtesy? Yes.
Well, I'm sorry.
I am not.
The Cheyenne Nation stared at her. She ignored him and kept her eyes on me. I'm not talking to you.
No, you are talking at me.
Finally turning, she leveled her gaze on him. When I am talking to you, you'll know it. And why is it I've got a feeling you're behind all this with my little brother?
Okay, kids, that's enough.
Glancing around, I noticed that she had placed all the offending notes to her niece in plastic bags, which were hanging on the large bulletin board behind us. Standing, I turned and studied the wall. This is all of them? She also stood, coming around her desk and standing beside Henry. Yes, except for the first few that they just threw away. I turned to look at her. They threw them away? It's not unusual for women on the res to get these kinds of notes, so they didn't think it was such a big deal until they kept coming.
How many in all?
31.
I turned and looked at them, thumbtacked to the cork. There were a few written on loose notebook paper, a few on what looked to be the backs of grocery bags, and some scrawled on paper napkins, all with the same marker lettering. All caps and scribbled over in emphasis, the same handwriting, if you could call it that, on every note.
Did you have anybody look at these?
She nodded. The FBI lab in Billings, but they say there's no telling features to the paper itself, which is generic, and the notepads are available everywhere. The grocery bags are from a local chain, the closest being the one in Billings on 27th Street that we call the Crack Albertsons.
The pen?
Two different markers, but the same brand, Sharpie.
How are they delivered?
Different every time. One was under the windshield wiper of Jaya's car.
That would be the 64 Buick Wildcat I saw her blowing out of the high school parking lot in.
Protector, the bane of my existence.
She looked down at Henry with an expression of disdain.
That thing breaks down almost as much as this one struck.
The mayor shrugged.
One either has an affinity for classic automobiles, or one does not.
Where did it come from? Her father, Jimmy Lane.
And where's he?
She gestured vaguely.
Around.
In the official sense?
In every sense. Drugs, alcohol, theft, domestic violence, aggravated assault, you name it, he's done it. He's working for a painting outfit in Billings, along with some truck driving jobs.
So this Jimmy Lane and Teresa One Moon are a pair? You've met her? I nodded. Still the poster girl at the Yellowstone County Jail? As of late. I studied the notes along with her. Delivery points here in Lame Deer, Billings. She used her index finger like a truncheon, tapping each note individually. Hardin, Lodge Grass, Burney, Colstrip, Forsyth, Ashland, Gary Owen, Crow Agency, Brodus, Miles City, Glendive, Rosebud. How many of these were in towns they were playing basketball against? Almost all. Have any of the other players received these kinds of notes? No. Other than under her windshield wiper, where else did Jaya find them? In her gym bag, in our mailbox at home. At your house?
Yes.
Wow, that takes nerve, leaving messages in the police chief's mailbox. I study the notes. Notwithstanding the tone of the things, I can't help but think that this looks like the work of a fellow student. They're the only ones I can think of that would have the kind of access you'd need to deliver these. Does that look like the language of a teenager? I read the hateful words. No. She retreated behind her desk and sat. We interviewed all the girls on the team, and there are the usual petty jealousies, but nothing that would lead me to believe they had anything to do with this. When I talked to you in Billings, you mentioned a group, the Brotherhood of the North, a white supremacy group that has a compound in the northern part of the state, up by Canada. And where in the world might I find one of their representatives so as to have a little conversation? The dark eyes came up to mine, threading through her manicured brows. Jaya's father, Jimmy Lane, is a member.